In this episode, we are connecting listeners to Dr. Nguyen, the Chief Executive Officer of North Walton Doctors Hospital, opening later this spring in Dithuniac Springs. The state-of-the-art hospital is physician-owned and can drive down costs and improve patient care. So, listen in and get connected with Dr. Nguyen. Welcome, Dr. Nguyen. Thank you for joining us today on the Highway 331 podcast.
Thank you very much, Carrie, for having me.
You bet. You and I were connected by a friend, but I will tell you, we had already whispered a story about the hospital, of course, because this is such a vital service needed on the north side of Walton County.
Absolutely. You know, I think the hospital here, as it was I think, not even able to meet the needs of North Walton. Or the northern part of Walton County, and I think the community is going to be really excited by the physician or by the hospital that we're bringing back into operation, as you put it, later on this spring.
Right. I mean, beyond what we know we need as a community, when I spoke to you about the difference a doctor-owned hospital meant to our community, it became clear that we needed to share what this means to the would-be patients of North Walton Doctors Hospital.
Sure, and I'll be happy to do that. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why we call it a doctor's hospital, because this hospital, for the members of this community, it's actually something that I hope the community will take pride on, because this will be the first, it's going to be the first hospital to open in the state of Florida in I think more than 10 years. But nationally, this is going to be the first physician majority owned and managed. And then due later on this year, when we get the licensing to be a rural emergency hospital, we can even operate in it. That means as physician owners, we can work in our own hospital to care for our patients as clinicians. And so it'll be the first kind of physician owned and managed and operated hospital in this country in more than 15 years. You know, as I go around our community and honestly at a regional and national level, educating folks, historically or traditionally, hospitals were often owned and managed by physicians that worked in those hospitals.
A quick insight from the American Medical Association, the expansion of physician-owned hospitals stopped abruptly in 2010. However, intense lobbying by traditional hospital trade associations based upon concerns about comparative cost and quality of care in physician-owned hospitals resulted in a provision within the Affordable Care Act that effectively banned the expansion of existing physician-owned hospitals and prevented any new doctor-owned hospital from opening.
And I think that's a crying shame because there is actually now good academic analysis that shows physician-owned hospitals actually drive less cost to a community than corporate-owned hospitals. And that's just basic common sense 101. Some of the large for-profit hospitals in our country, they're like any public for-profit entity. They have a motive to return a profit margin to their shareholders. And obviously, if one of your imperatives is to return a decent profit to your shareholders, you're going to naturally be driven to drive up costs. Whereas for us, the whole intent of this physician-owned model is to allow us as physicians who live and work here. So again, this hospital is not owned by some corporate entity in Nashville or New York City. This hospital is owned by local physicians like myself that live and work in this community. And our main imperative to do this, obviously, is that we get to practice in a hospital that we have ownership in, and we can practice medicine to a large degree the way we want to practice. I think the one thing about the pandemic that was really kind of eye-opening for a lot of doctors was that we all woke up in the pandemic and realized, oh my God, we're just a cog in the wheel to these corporate entities. They're going to tell us how to practice medicine. And I think that's the thing that I often say to my fellow physicians and peers that come and join us in our hospital. My job as the CEO of the hospital is to be a clinician that is there to make sure they have the tools, the environment, the staff, and the culture that allows them to practice medicine the way they want to practice medicine. And as you know, Carrie, I still work as a clinician. So I can truly say this past Christmas and New Year, I was probably the only hospital, I was only the only hospital CEO that I know of that worked Christmas night in the ER as well as Christmas Eve day in the ER. So I am a frontline clinician first and foremost, and a hospital CEO secondarily.
Yeah, it seems to me that a lot of folks need to understand that by allowing these doctors to also be owners, and it just makes the patient and doctor relationship one-on-one, those two major stakeholders.
It's great that you brought that up. You know, I share this all the time because I think the average American, much less our neighbors in this community, I think nobody realized that healthcare in this country has become the most massive industry in the history of mankind. So in this country right now, healthcare as an industry is about to break the $5 trillion mark. That's trillion with a T. And if American healthcare was a country in and of itself, it would be the world's fifth largest economy behind the United States, China, Japan, Germany, and then the fifth largest economy would be U.S. healthcare. And so if you get your mind wrapped around how big and massive that is, what's interesting is in this massive industry, the two stakeholders that is really at the end of the day the reason for healthcare, right? So the essential reason for healthcare is one human being, a provider, a physician, taking care of another human being, the patient, right? And
right.
So isn't it crazy that the two essential stakeholders, the physician and the patient in this massive industry, I would argue, are the weakest part of this massive industry? I mean, we have large, multi-billion dollar hospital systems. We have massive insurance companies. We have massive pharmaceutical companies. I mean, we have massive pharmaceutical benefits management companies. The list goes on and on. And in this whole chain, the guy that wants to provide care to another human being is often being dictated on how he gets to do that. And I find that incredibly absurd. And as I joke with my fellow doctors that, hey, if you think of healthcare, to use a Star Wars analogy, you know, we were the Republic the way it used to be when it was ran by Jedi Knights. Well, guess what? I think North Walton Doctors Hospital is the beginning of the return of the Jedi.
I love it. Well, specifically,
talk about Star Wars nerd speak, right?
Yeah, you're setting yourself up there. Well, you know, I know that the former hospital is gone and the new hospital is really a state-of-the-art hospital. The new equipment that you have put in there and are working on the laboratory, I think it's really important that the folks in North Walton, anyone that you're going to be servicing, understand the state-of-the-art equipment, as well as these physicians that you're bringing in, are top-notch.
No, that's exactly right. You know, I think when we as a group of physicians thought about buying the hospital and doing it, one of the things that was clear to us in doing this was in essence to learn the lessons of the past, right? So the definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect different results. And so we knew that if we bought this hospital and brought it back to life, we would have to do things radically different. And obviously, I'm not here to throw the previous hospital under the bus. I think they did the best they could. As clinicians, we weren't interested in doing the best we could. So we sought for a complete transformation of the hospital. So the first thing that we focused on, obviously, was bringing the hospital in terms of brick and mortar. And in fact, so when we went through the hospital, I'll give you a few examples. The fire alarm had to be completely redone. Some of the fire alarm system wasn't working properly or outdated. So that gives you an idea of some basic infrastructure that has to be brought up to snuff. The previous hospital bought a brand new air conditioning HVAC system, but they didn't have the funds to complete the job. So the HVAC system was incomplete. Well, guess what? We're bringing that to completion so that we truly have a solid fundamental brick and mortar for which to operate a hospital. So it started there. And then the second thing we realized was, well, if we bring back a new hospital, let's take advantage of the fact that we're starting new at this moment in time. We can make judicious investment in technology that would allow us to, in many ways, leapfrog almost any other hospital in the region. So some of the best example of that, we bought a brand new 128-flight CT machine that can do cardiac imaging. So as an emergency physician, I am totally enamored of the idea that one day when a patient comes to North Walton Packard Hospital with chest pain, we're going to do more than just simply an EKG and a cardiac enzyme blood work. We're going to be able to actually image his heart and see his coronary. So we'll be able to, in many ways, do a what I would call a poor man's cardiac cath. And if we establish that someone truly doesn't have a heart attack, but has, like a lot of Americans, coronary disease, we can point that out to that patient so that when he goes to see his cardiologist, he's going to be able to say, hey, my EKG, they said, was normal, and my cardiac enzymes were normal. No, what we're going to be able for that patient to do is to go to his cardiologist and say, hey, look at these images, and apparently I have some known disease at these significant coronary vessels, and we need to stay on top of that. So that's taking care with the use of leading-edge technology to another level. You see what I mean?
Absolutely. And it takes away a guessing game. You're giving them one more step in the process.
We have spent millions of dollars to renovate the hospital to current code. We have committed to $7 million in capital purchases. All the equipment in the laboratory is brand new. All the equipment in the radiology department is brand new. The ER has completely been taken down to basically the wall and redone with brand new monitoring equipment and emergency equipment. The OR really didn't have a lot of equipment, so we made purchases of the Mako robot. So we're going to be able to robotically do joint replacement much better and more efficiently than it's ever been done. So at North Walton, we have orthopedic surgeons and we have the tools, the robotic tools, to do a joint replacement often in 30 minutes to an hour. And you go home that same day and you can begin using the joint or begin walking and putting stress on the joint. Think how profound that is. In the old days, it would take several hours to do a joint replacement. You'd have to stay overnight. You'd have somewhat of a lengthy rehabilitation process. Well, we're going to have the means, the surgeons, the staff, the technology for you to get a joint done within an hour. You'll be home that very night, and you can begin your rehab immediately the next day. And more likely than not, your rehab period is shorter because the extent of the trauma in replacing your joint is less. I mean, that is the kind of commitment in terms of utilizing technology that we're making to bring this hospital back to life. And in doing so, we're going to bring probably one of the most well-equipped leading-edge hospital to this region.
That's amazing. Right here in Dofuniak Springs, our town is thriving right now, but in North Walton, we've had so much rapid growth. It's unbelievably important that we have services like you're providing.
Oh, I, you know, you and I talked about this. I am so excited to be a part of this community with my peers who are with me on this journey. I mean, this community is literally blowing up in front of our eyes, but we're so proud to now add a critical part of infrastructure that makes communities thrive, right? So in this community, we're blessed to have a very good school superintendent who has built or has basically brought on board into operation A-plus school. Well, our commitment to this community is on the healthcare side. We're going to bring an A-plus hospital. So between a great school system and good healthcare, I think this community, the sky is the limit.
Oh, I just love to hear that because of, as a parent, you want your kids to want to grow up, but come back to home and hopefully build a life near you so that you can help them grow with their own, with your grandchildren and things like that. If we don't have innovators in our community, if we don't have an acceptance of the new in our community, we are going to lose the children. Once they grow up, they're going to move to big cities. And I think it's important for people to know that you have emergency care, the operating room, the new laboratory. You'll be working with stroke patients and respiratory and radiology. Yeah.
Yeah. Radiology is an area, honestly, that took up the crux of the capital investment we made. So as I've mentioned before, a brand new leading edge CAT scan machine, brand new X-ray machine, brand new MRI machine that will be inside the hospital. This ain't one of those MRIs where, you know, you're walking into some trailer. This is within the hospital's interior that is incorporated with our orthopedic program. We have brand new equipment to do leading or world-class spine surgery. We just had a discussion with a company, this will blow your mind, where they can do a 3D representation of your spine that the surgeon sees through these special glasses or a helmet that he wears. So as he places the screws or does spine surgery, he can literally visualize how that screw is going into your spine because there's a visual hologram of that patient's spine overlaying the actual spine that he's working on. I mean, just think how cool that is. So it's almost like he's Superman as he's putting in his hardware to do your spine. He can almost see through basically the skin, or he can almost see and visualize the whole spine as he's doing this. I'm not even a spine surgeon, and I got so excited getting a demo of this technology, and we're bringing this technology to North Walton.
That's just incredible, and it makes me so grateful that we chose to move to the north side.
No, I was gonna second that. I have a place now here in Freeport. I love Freeport. I love Hammock Bay. I'm not only interested in being the CEO of the hospital in North Walton, I want to be one of the better pickleball players in Hammock Bay.
You know, I think that we have so many amazing resources in Walton County in general, and I'm finding that a lot of folks don't know all of them. And now we're getting this amazing hospital. So one of the reasons why we do this podcast is just helping people to connect to all the different things that are around us in Walton County and what makes it so special and the people that make it special, the events that make it special. So, I mean, you've not only given us a local understanding, but you've given us a global perspective, an economic comparison regarding the healthcare industry of America, but also what we need to be proud about here in Walton County. I think that kind of pride is just incredible. And I'm so grateful that you were willing to come talk to me on this episode. Before we close, I just want to make sure that, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want people to know in this first recording? Because I frankly think we're going to have to do a few more of these.
No, I think we covered enough grounds, and like I said, we're going to be open in the next few months. It's gone on a little bit longer than we anticipated, but honestly, that's due to the extent of the requirement by the Agency for Healthcare Administration here in Florida in terms of bringing back this hospital to all current codes. And then, obviously, for us, we also had a very ambitious goal of basically bringing in all new technology. So we're at the last leg of this sprint, and I think I'm pretty proud that this team was able, really construction started in November of this year, and then of course you've got the holiday season. But saying all that, we have done a tremendous amount in 6 months, and I think we're looking at the finish line here, and we can't wait to open.
And, really, the purchase was through in August. I mean, this is a very short amount of time for all you have accomplished there on that footprint, a 60,000 square foot footprint. So I think, your timing with your first phase opening in spring is just phenomenal. And it just goes to show you
Oh.
what you can accomplish when you know what you're doing.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you, Carrie.
You're so very welcome. And I'm sure we will have another episode with you, Dr. Nguyen.
I'd love to do that, and I'm a part of this community. I really I'm looking forward to going out and talking and engaging with my neighbors. I appreciate the opportunity with this podcast.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nguyen.